Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning we're at the Covering Show in Orlando, and the interview we're having today is with Donato Grosser, who is with D. Grosser & Associates, who is an expert in import-export figures, is a consultant to the Italian Ceramic Tile Association. So, Donato, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. It's a pleasure to meet you at least once a year at this great show.
That's right. I think we were sitting down about a year ago at the show up in Chicago's. Well, I like your trademark. You've got your New York baseball cap on. So one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is I know you track the numbers. You're probably the best resource we have for knowing exactly what's going on with the imports and the value, the square meters. Tell us, if you will, what's going on with the ceramic tile imports into the U.S.
Well, ceramic tile imports have been, or consumption in general, has been down for 3 years. The market is almost half in quantity what it was in 2007. So we had a peak of 312 million square meters of consumption in the United States. And this past year, 2009, was 170 million square meters, so almost half what it was in 3 years. So that all due to the terrible catastrophe that we had in the construction market. And so this is what the situation is. And now there are good signs that the market is picking up, and they are both in new constructions and in remodeling. The only unknown factor of the market is a non-residential sector of the market that is still negative. So if everything goes the way we hope, this year American consumption of ceramic tile is going to be higher than 2009. We hope to get to at least a 10% more than last year. I repeat that the unknown factor is a non-residential. If non-residential, that the sector could drag down all the figures. But if it's not too bad, the market will be up by 10% and perhaps more this year.
Well, I don't think there's any debate that we are going to see some recovery. And like you say, we're going to see it first in the residential sector on the replacement side. But, you know, let's face it, Italian tile is high design. It's very well made. And it's in the upper price points. And I think, I don't know if you have numbers around this, but what percentage of the consumption of Italian tile goes into the commercial market versus the residential market?
Well, quite a bit goes into the commercial market. We have signs to that. For example, we have import of ceramic tile is glazed and unglazed. To the commercial, non-residential, most of the tiles, there is large part of the tiles are unglazed, are technical porcelain, the way it is called, technical porcelain tile, very hard unglazed tile. And we are seeing it went up until last year, and despite the recession, didn't go down so much. It's going down more this year than last year. So this is a sign also that the non-residential or commercial market is not doing so well now.
Let me ask you this. I know you focus probably more on area than you do on dollars, but a lot of people talk about the new normal and talk about the lowered price point. What are the Italians doing? Are they actually bringing products in here that cost a little bit less, or are they just holding on and waiting until the more affluent is able to pay those prices?
So you see, when you're talking about paying price, the price is made by the product and by the financing as well. So if you get suppliers that know how to manage the logistics, the product, the financial aspect of this, the burden on the importer may be much, much lower despite the fact that the price is higher.
Okay, let's talk about product trends for a minute. I think, we've all seen the thin tile. And over the years, we've seen a move to some metallic. Give us some of the latest trends that we see with Italian tiles. Because, again, for those that I think most everybody knows, but the Italians are usually the trend leaders when it comes to design.
Well, you asked me for something that I myself do not know. I come into this show to be able to see what is new. And perhaps at the last day of the show, I'll be able to give you an answer. But you will have the same answer if you go around and you look at the new things. You need a good eye here. That's why people come to the show, to see what is new and what the Italians have innovated for this year. And so now you see it here. In 6 months, there will be the copycatters who will try to repeat the same thing that the Italian manufacturers have presented at coverings. But in the meantime, the Italians will have sold a lot of that. And so if they are imitation is the best way of commending somebody for having done something good.
Well, since you interface a lot with the Italian Trade Association, is there any indication, do most of the big companies that are in the market, do they continue to come to the show and support it even though they know the market's soft?
The market is, even the number of Italian manufacturers coming to the show is not what it used to be 10 years ago. But the companies who have come to the United States organize themselves properly with warehousing, with a good system of distribution, a good system of financing and logistics. The company is still here. They are doing very good business. As a matter of fact, the business may be better now than before because a lot of small companies who were not well organized were competing with them. Now those companies are not in the market anymore. Similar thing is happening today in distribution. In a lot of areas, we interviewed importers and distributors of ceramic tile. They told us we are doing quite fine now because our competitors are out of the market. So that's what happens. Whenever there is a recession, some companies go out of business, and the one who are left, this more solid one, can continue to do better business before.
Okay, Donato, we're about to run out of time. One last question. You know, for the longest time, I mean, we know the Italians are the design leaders, but for the longest time, they were actually the import leaders. They brought more product into this country than any other country as far as ceramic tile. And I think last year they lost that lead and perhaps even may have the third position right now. First off, what position do they have? And second off, do you think they'll regain the lead as the market recovers?
Now that you have... See, this situation of being the leading supplier to the United States is something that has been changing, mainly because the dollar went down enormously and all the companies who were in Europe could not afford selling at the same prices that they were selling before. So automatically, now Italy already... even before supplied the best design and the best tile. However, not all the suppliers were selling at the same price or the same level. So now we are left with a middle and high end of the market, and there are no Italian companies that can sell at the middle low of the market for a simple reason that they're not competitive anymore. So now the competition is not anymore on price. The competition is only on quality and design and technology.
Okay, so what you're telling me is they still lead in the area they want to lead in.
Yes, but it would have been nicer to be able to lead in everything.
Okay, great, Donato. I appreciate you spending time with us. Been talking to Donato Grosser with D. Grosser & Associates, who is a consultant to the Italian Tile Association, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.